does and talk trash. A treasure trove of pop culture gold. Well, I'm sold. Now behold.
Hello, my little peanuts. It's me, your host, Lance Bass. This is the Lance Bass Show for our reality roundup special all month long, following Chris Kirkpatrick in the Celebrity Big Brother house. Turkey Turchin is with me.
Hello, hello.
I swear Giggles is going to join us at some point if we can really figure out the computer. But we're pretty computer illiterate.
We are. We actually just got our first computer this past week.
Yeah, and should we be proud of that?
Or maybe, right? Like, we haven't had a computer in years.
I just don't understand why. I mean, I know for certain businesses you need a computer, but yeah. I don't understand why I would need a computer. The only reason we got it was for Zooms now or some kind of program that only works on a freaking computer. I'm like, just make it work on your iPhone.
Well, it's because we don't do, like, office, any type of work. You know what I mean? We don't do, like, you don't need Excel or spreadsheets or...
And I'm not saving
or lists
files.
Or
I don't
files.
Even, I don't even use Dropbox.
I don't know how to.
Dropbox never works. I can never download anything. Then it sends me messages all the time. Your folder's full. I'm like, I've never even opened up anything.
You know what? I heard you talking about this the other day, actually.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh.
You were ranting about Dropbox the other day.
Yeah, it's just... It never works for me. It's like I'm constantly Mercury in retrograde
with Dropbox.
Yeah. So I just, electronics just are not my thing.
They're not. Mm-hmm. We actually have another guest with us today. He's he's laying in your lap right now, Mr. Alexander.
Well, because now we get to record the show early. We get East Coast feed now, so we're not in bed anymore.
That's the literal reason we got a computer, so we can watch an East Coast
feed. Oh, that's the reason we got the computer.
So we actually got a Mac just so we could watch the East Coast feed of Big Brother.
You're welcome, everyone.
God.
But now that I have a computer, maybe we can organize, because the one downfall for me is my pictures.
I know.
I have thousands of pictures, never been organized. We hadn't even framed a wedding photo.
No, we're not good at that.
So maybe now that we have a computer, it will, you know, encourage us to be more organized with our pictures. I don't know.
Digital files.
No, it's never going to happen.
Probably not.
Yeah. We're just going to watch East Coast Big Brother and then throw it away.
Yeah. Well, now we can. Does it have a DVD player or no?
No computers have DVD players. What are you, like 80?
Oh, God. I guess that's not a thing anymore, is it? That was the last time I had a computer.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure they sell them, but not. Yeah.
Wow. I just aged myself. Okay. Mm-hmm. We're going to continue to Big Brother now.
All right. Well, let's start the episode, shall we?
Yes.
Tonight was a fun episode. You know, lots has gone down in the house. We said last episode that there was a COVID scare with Chris. It was a false positive, and then something went down with him awry. Of course, they don't show that on CBS because they don't want to show that kind of drama. I don't know why.
I know. We love
the maybe because they're embarrassed that it was a false positive and they put him in a box.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was pissed. Something happened where him and Mariah just, I don't know.
Apparently. It went down. I don't know.
I don't. All right. So the show starts with Carson figuring out that the formation is over.
Yes.
He now knows that Todrick is on the other side, and so is Misha, and he's basically along with Cynthia and Todd.
I don't think it's Todd. It's
I don't
Cynthia,
even think he has an alliance anymore.
Carson and Shayna.
Okay. Cynthia's pissed at Shayna and Todrick because they all went against their alliance's vote.
Yeah, well, they all voted against Teddy.
Right.
Which she thought, you know, this was part of their alliance. She thought they were all going to vote with her. Mm-hmm. But Cynthia, I can tell she's just going to get annoyed. She already is annoyed so quickly. Like, that's how she is on Housewife. If you, like, slight her at all, she just really holds a grudge.
Yeah. Well, HOH competition is about to be explained. And unfortunately, I had to run outside because my dog escaped.
Oh, yeah.
So we missed a whole segment on the beginning of the HOH competition.
Yes. Yeah, that was something.
It was bad. We're taking down a part of the fence, and I forgot that there's a hole now in the fence.
Yeah.
We let the dogs out. Who let the dogs out?
You did.
I did.
I warned you of this.
And then all of a sudden, I realize it. I'm like, oh my gosh, I go out there. Of course he's escaped.
Yes.
And I see two huge coyotes.
They were mad. They were like werewolves.
Right, yeah, right at the back. And I'm hearing like a distant barking from him. So I'm freaking out because we already lost one dog to the same situation through the same hole.
Yeah.
But we did find him. He was stuck in a bush.
He was stuck in a bush in the front of the house.
As I'm throwing pine cones at all the coyotes.
Yeah, we have
it works though.
It does.
We have an arsenal.
Yeah, we have massive pine trees in the front of our house, and they drop these really heavy pine cones. Yeah. So we keep them, we accrued them, and we launched them at coyotes. Mm-hmm.
They come in handy. We see coyotes maybe, you know, six times a year.
Yeah.
And they get real brave coming right up to the fence.
But those pine cones sure work.
They do. They scares them. Scares the crap out of them.
I hit one once, and it was like, oh, I felt bad.
I did. When I ran out, I was really scared they were going to attack me. Because you hear about the coyotes. You know, they study things, you know, they study where animals live and people's walking habits, and they'll surround you and attack you. Did I just make that up? I feel like that's a real thing.
Right? That sounds accurate.
Yeah. I think they study for like months sometimes. Like,
I mean, it looks like Alexander wants to speak right
now. Oh, Alexander, do you want to say something to the audience? No.
No.
He sounds like a pig right now. He needs his little snot rocket. Y'all, new parents out there.
It's the baby Frida.
The baby Frida, man. I can't do it because I feel like I'm hurting them.
Yeah, you feel like you're sucking their brains out.
Yeah, or feel like they're like something in their throat's gonna be sucked out that needs to stay there. Yeah. But you do it very well.
Wait, actually, he's spitting up right now. Well, just a little bit. Okay. Guy, this is
loud as a baby.
This parent life, what can we tell you?
Okay, so Chip we find, and we have to come back after a commercial break where HOH is already in motion, and Mr. Chris Kirkpatrick is up.
Yes.
And they have to do this bowling game. There's three or four different stations where you have to roll a ball, and it's almost like miniature golf.
Yeah.
And then you have to throw it into a number. And
all
numbers
these different
range.
Slots.
Yeah. And so if you think it's a high enough number, you lock it in, you go to the next one. You have, I think, 2 minutes to do all the stations.
Yeah.
And you have to lock in the highest number. So Lamar did it, and he did really well with, I don't forget how many points. But then Chris goes and knocks him out with 75 points.
Yeah.
He did really well. And Chris Kirkpatrick wins HOH, which is the most perfect time for Chris to do this, because you don't want to be HOH first. Because you got a big old target on you, just like Misha does right now.
Yeah.
But being the second one is where it's most important, because this is where alliances really start solidifying.
Yeah.
And if you're HOH, everyone's going to be kissing your butt. So they're going to make sure that you are in their alliance.
It's true. And it's the good week, because the first week, like, you don't know really what the alliances are. So like, you could really be shooting yourself in the foot with who you nominate. The second week, you kind of know that. And so, he's sitting pretty, I think, for
Dude,
now.
Dude, Chris is playing such a good game. I hope this HOH doesn't bite him in the butt, because now, you know, people are going to start looking at him as a player.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that's going to go. And hopefully, you know, every time people get HOH, sometimes the power gets to their head.
Yes, I know.
So I hope it doesn't.
I don't think Chris.
Yeah, he's
like
very level-headed. So I think he's
level-headed. Yeah. And so he wants Mariah to go.
Exactly, which. And no one knows why he wants Mariah out so badly. He's like, I just don't talk game with her. But I think it stems from that COVID scare.
Because it's alleged COVID.
No, I mean, they were like, wasn't she yelling at him or something?
I know. That's what Carly was saying something. But like, I couldn't really understand
it. It was on the live
saying.
Feeds.
It was apparently, but I need to Google this. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah. I guess we should Google
it. I need
before
to research
to
before
show.
We start.
We need to start watching the live feeds.
I know.
We'll have to start going to bed to that.
Let's do it tonight.
Okay. All right, so Chris is our HOH, which is super exciting. Basically, he has everyone on his side. Not one person doesn't like him.
Yeah, he's friends with pretty much everyone in the house.
Yeah, yeah. So he's sitting really pretty with a lot of great targets around him.
Yeah.
He has some very, very big targets around him. The person that he wants to get out is Mariah, but he didn't know who to put next to her.
Yeah.
And so he's asking his alliance, and Misha is really overbearingly trying to, you know, run his HOH, and it's really rubbing Chris the wrong way. Now that little bond has been broken a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah, but still needs to stick with her.
I know.
And Todrick, I'm telling you, they need to.
Because she wants Carson to leave.
Yes, which is the smartest move.
It's a smart move.
Yeah, I mean, Carson's going to win. If Carson makes it to the top five, he's going to win this game.
Yeah. I mean, his social game is great, and he's good at certain – I mean, that first competition he did
– the mental competitions he'll be great at.
That was really good.
Yeah. So she was really fighting to get Carson out of there because, Misha is on the side of the Mariah.
Yes.
Yeah, they're like in cahoots, but I don't know. Are they in a? Well, they're in the athletic alliance.
They're in the athletic alliance. And then last week, she like made a thing like, okay, we'll keep you safe after originally, you know, she was up. So, yeah, she basically doesn't see her as a competition.
And I noticed that, you know, Todrick laid low this episode.
Yes.
But I noticed that Chris and Todrick have really hit it off. They're really, yeah, they found each other
they
finally.
They did, but Chris also did say, what if I put Todrick up?
Oh, yeah. No, he's, yeah, that was a surprise for sure. But he also was talking about putting someone in his alliance up just so that he knows they'd stay. The same thing with Lamar. He's like, well, what if I put Lamar up? And Lamar was so sweet about it. He's like, well, I'm a team player. Like, he was really ready to be a pawn.
I know. I like Lamar.
Yeah.
He's this man of a few words, but it's, like, funny when he speaks.
Yeah. Lamar was very upset that a pop star beat him in a ball game.
Well, I would be, too.
So now HOH Chris is, you know, stepping into action. Him and his alliance are trying to figure it out. So they end up nominations happen. He puts up Mariah, which is his target. He does not put up Carson, which really, really made Carson happy. So that was good for Chris's game. Like, really, he did what was best for his
it's
game.
It's true.
For sure. But he put Chris Kattan.
But you know what? It's a really smart move. He, so smart. He didn't put up any big players. No. Nobody that can get him back.
Exactly. He can't get backlash.
No. Yeah. So all these people, he's picking the low-hanging fruit, which is like –
well, his
really
target's
good.
Mariah, and they know no one's going to vote out Chris Kattan because he's the easiest person to beat.
I know.
So that's the only way that he knows his target can get out of the house. Because if Mariah stays, she is gunning for Chris.
Yeah.
Gunning.
I mean, I'm pretty sure Chris Kattan, like, someone just did, like, a spell, and he just, like, rose from a grave, and he's just, like, sort of alive right now.
Yeah, it's funny to watch. Oh, my gosh. And then there was a whole montage. So apparently Carson Kressley became a baker during COVID, and he makes a really good cake.
Yes.
Looked really good. Well, Chris Kattan agrees because they do this montage of Chris Kattan waking up in the middle of the night, sneaking out of his room.
Like, how much would that be me if I was in
pitch
the
pitch black? That'd be you every night at midnight. Pitch black, goes in the kitchen, you know, goes to the cake, takes the foil off, eats out of the pan,
out of the pan,
which, you know, everyone is sharing this cake. Eats, you know, a third of the cake, goes back to bed. Then the next night, does it again. The next night, does it again. Three nights in a row where he just devours that cake.
He ate that cake.
And no one will touch it because, as Carson Kressley says, it's contaminated.
It's contaminated.
It's contaminated. Oh, my God.
I related to him.
Yeah, no, that's totally you. So, yeah, so those are your nominations. Of course, it means nothing until we play Power of Veto. But I am so happy with our boy, Kirkpatrick. He is really, really standing out and playing an awesome game.
So
we have to give our MVP and our loser of the episode.
Un-MVP. None of them are losers. Just our, you know, the one we frown upon.
Okay. I would say MVP, Chris.
Chris, for
because
sure.
Because winning HOH and really, you know, wanting it to be his HOH. Not standing up to Misha because he didn't say in her face, but, you know.
Yeah.
Saying you're not going to control me.
And the
worst player of the week. I mean, there really wasn't a worst player.
But I would say,
like, no one made a stupid mistake on this episode.
No, no one did make a super mistake.
Yeah.
There wasn't really much
strategizing. All right, so there's no un-VIP.
Oh, God, look at us. We're so diplomatic.
Yeah. But Chris gets our MVP. So, yay, there you go. There's your catch up for the Sunday episode 4. Celebrity Big Brother. All right. That's all I have for you. Turkey Turchin, thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure, babe.
We'll see you tomorrow because I think tomorrow, why did I think on Mondays that someone gets kicked off? I thought Julie Chen said on Monday someone leaves. So does that mean we
maybe,
get Power Veto and kickoff all in the same night?
Oh, damn. I don't even know.
Well, we're going to find out tomorrow on
Big Brother.
Be good to each other. Take care of those animals. And don't drink and drive. We'll see you tomorrow on The Lance Bass Show.